How's it going? This is Ty, and this is also the Fiction and Copy Decoded podcast, and I'd like to welcome you, which of course I always do. Here we talk about fiction, copywriting, persuasion, marketing, and several other issues ever since I discovered that fiction writing and copywriting do borrow from each other in quite a few different ways. So without any further ado than we've already had, let's get to it. All right, this week's episode is number 218. The original title of this post was Bibliographies, Consultations, and Simmering, posted January 21st of 2015. So, I had a lot of things going on that week because I didn't ask about the weekend, which I normally would do on every Monday, until Wednesday. Because I needed to examine the bibliography for a book, and that I needed to check hyperlinks, and there was all kind of these things. It's also one of my first experiences with having to do appendix citations, like footnotes and like bibliography, like citations in the back too, which was a bit of an experience, let me tell you. I did it because I had to, of course. And then it was a new skill that I thought it would be good to have, but I came to figure out that I didn't like it at all overall in preference to other aspects of the work and so on. So I was looking to get in with a media company who needed writers and bloggers, and then another consult with a past client, the one I wrote the VSL for, which was nice though. It's good to keep ideas simmering away because eventually different, and I know I need to get better at doing this, eventually some projects or gigs end. And I think people who are primarily gig-driven or creative kind of get settled into stuff. I know I'm guilty of it. Getting settled into stuff. It's like, oh, I'm doing really well with such and such company, and this opportunity is going to last forever and ever. But a lot of the times they don't. They do end eventually. And it's helpful to have something waiting in the wings or resources you can turn to or people you can turn to help you out if you need it, if you need a leg up, or to be working two to three things at once if you're mentally or able to, or otherwise able to do that. Sometimes I have trouble managing several sets of ideas. I have to be like really meticulous with it so things don't get confused. But that's just me. That's also why I have a bunch of spiral notebooks hanging around that I can write ideas in for various things. The only problem is putting titles on the covers of those notebooks, make sure that all the ideas are in the same vein so that they're all encapsulated in there to keep the creativity going and the effort flowing, which is of course the main idea with a lot of things here about, okay, how to get ideas flowing and then how to keep them flowing so that you don't run out, that you're not wondering what to do next. That'll be the end of this episode. I appreciate you guys hanging out. To learn more about the blog this podcast is connected to, you can visit it at fictionandcopydecoded.wordpress.com. You can learn about me there. You can also learn about me at my copywriting samples website, which is tymallcopywriting.yolasite.com. Yolasite is one word. It's YOLASITE.com. Well, you can support this podcast by liking, sharing, commenting, and subscribing to get the word out. You can also become a monthly contributor if you'd like. For 99 cents a month, you'll get my thanks at the end of each and every episode. Well, not individually, but collectively. For $4.99 a month, I'll give you part of the show notes for that week, for that episode, and the month that you're featured. Terms apply, of course. And for $9.99 a month, I'll do a 30-second to 1-minute ad for you to promote your business during the show. Again, terms apply. All right. I appreciate it once again that you took time to listen to me today, this week, this time. And we will catch you guys next time. Have a great rest of your day.